I'm really tired of having to come to this neighborhood for the podcast.
Like, why?
Get out the shots hood, going dog. Off everywhere.
It's a rough neighborhood, but that's how we live. Welcome to Apocalyptic Times, episode 19. My name is Travis Spencer, and I'm here with...
Dave Duarte.
John Derby.
And our special guest today, Miss Adrian Hunter.
Hi.
So, Adrian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
First of all, I'd like to tell you that we got a new logo on our show this week. It's pretty exciting.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And we're also on Stitcher. You guys ever heard of Stitcher?
No.
Stitcher is an app for your iPhone or Android or whatever, and it's all podcasts. So
that's cool.
Well, that's like cool,
some people would call it the Pandora for podcasts. There's a lot of shit on there. But we're on there now, so we're really
made it now.
Stepping up.
Gotcha. You need to show me the new logo. Because it took me forever to figure out what the old logo was. So it took me. I was like, is that their picture? What the fuck? Is Travis on the beach?
It's too complex. I have the new logo tattooed on the underside of my balls.
Attaboy.
So I'll show you later.
I can't believe I haven't seen it then. Usually, I'm under there a lot.
Well, it's usually in the dark.
Just checking the oil, usually.
When you're upside down.
Fair point. Yeah. Fair point.
And when you haven't shaved in 6 months.
It's been a while. I'm a bear.
Either way, you got nice balls.
Well,
just saying.
Thank you. Well, so first of all, we need to have a retraction from last week, or 2 weeks ago it was.
Yeah, someone took a week off.
Yeah, I had to go do something.
God, I hope you tell us about that.
Yeah, I want to hear all
I
about
really
it.
Do want to hear about that.
We're going to get into the interbreeding first. Our guest, Miss Kimberly Convict. Convict?
Convict.
Convict.
What I say is, if it worked last week, you might as well use it again this week.
I was listening to that today. You're really harsh on me for not being able to pronounce people's names.
No, I thought about that too. I was like, I think I actually hurt his feelings when I said that. He's like, fuck, dude, this is my house.
I'm trying to say it right. I just don't get it. I don't have any rhythm.
So let me retract that. I think you're a lovely man who pronounces everyone's name spot on.
And he's not even halfway done with the conversion yet anyway, so he's still half Mormon.
Wait, I'm converting?
Yeah.
No, I'll be Mormon forever.
It's like converting from Mormon to
you'll go
normal?
Back, once you go back home, this is just like your...
No,
like
I'm trying to make
to find
it the
yourself.
New, I'm trying to make it the new Jew. Like, people blame being Jewish for everything, right? So I just want to blame Mormon for being everything. Like, I'm not active and I don't blame any of
that.
I'm the new Mormon.
That's the new commercial. Yeah. Mormon. It's the new Jew.
The new Jew.
So wait, we're blaming the Mormons for everything that's wrong in the world or just for everything that's wrong in your life because you're Mormon? I'm confused.
Well, you know that
I want
to jump on the anti-Mormon sentiment like the Jews.
When they go to heaven, when they go to
hates them, you know, that's what I'm going for. Okay.
When Mormons go to heaven, is it the new Salt Lake City or is it just Salt Lake City?
No, they go to the planet Kolob.
Duh.
Where would you go?
Well,
where's your heaven, ass?
I probably don't even have a name.
I'm going to the New Jerusalem, bro.
Oh, not Zion? Or is that Zion?
I think they're one in the same.
Yeah, it's
is nobody else going to hell?
No, Zion, it's a national park in Utah. I've been there.
Good one.
All right.
No, it is, really.
Is that a pun?
No, it really is. I've been there. Rest
in
nice
peace,
place.
Yeah.
So
no,
that's where the Mormons go? They just go to the park?
Yeah.
They go to a park?
All right.
They're all
well,
in a giant
it's a national
canyon.
Park. It's huge canyon.
It's a big park.
Yeah, it's a big fucking park.
Well,
it's got huge canyons everywhere. Rivers running through it.
Sold.
Is that how you hold Mormons?
I guess so. You put them in a big canyon.
I would just contain them in
free
special underwear. And then they wouldn't do anything bad because they're wearing special underwear.
Chastity belts.
Do Mormons have special underwear?
Yeah. They're called garments. Don't you know?
No.
You never do that?
No, I didn't actually.
You're supposed to, there's a shirt that you wear. It's like a t-shirt and it goes about to right here. You're not allowed to show any of that skin.
Yeah, okay.
That's insane.
Why is it insane?
I mean, dude, that's not the weirdest thing about them.
So they're
them.
Never nudes?
Well.
Are Mormons never nudes?
When you're married, you can.
I was going to say, you just lift that up to get freaky. Take
you
a little
peek. Yeah, but you can bang your old lady so that she gets impregnated.
Oh, yeah.
For the 12th time.
Well, once you're married, then it's fine.
Yeah.
You usually want to meet somebody and within the first 3 months get married to them because you're so horny and you just fuck and then you're like, I'm sealed to this person for the rest of my life.
Is that awesome. Really any different than most marriages?
That's, they're all the same. Every religion is the same because of that. Oh, well, anyways, the word interbreeding. Miss Kimberly Condit. I think I said that right.
You did, actually.
I think you did. You were awesome. That one was awesome.
That was a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you from the crowd. She corrected David Duarte, and he was very upset about it. He wanted to be sure that she knew that interbreeding. Breeding, or was it interbred?
Interbred, actually.
Interbred is a word. So we made this long fucking 20-minute retraction for that. And I feel disappointed with myself.
So interbred is a word or is not
yes,
a word?
Yes.
It is a word. Okay.
It is a word.
Yeah. Not that I would ever doubt Duarte, but...
I mean, Kimberly was hilarious. She
I think there was
job.
A Wonderbread joke that followed
there
that,
was.
If I recall.
And the reason I know this is I watch a lot of interracial porn.
Naturally.
All right, so sorry about that, Adrian.
No need to apologize.
It was a nice,
I do too.
See? Well, you are Asian and
I'm the
white,
product of
so.
Some biracial getting it on.
Beautiful.
So, well, let's keep it. Let's keep it one term at a time. Interracial, please. We were trying to put a point there.
That is. I didn't even think about that, but that's perfect. It worked great with my retraction.
Yeah, it can be a beautiful thing.
We present to you the product of interbred.
So you're an interbred yourself,
though,
huh?
Right?
So
interbred are you,
Miss Hunter? Tell
so
us.
You know, we're all
tell us something about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama, but don't judge me too harshly. I left as soon as I could, and then I'm left.
Why would we judge you harshly for that?
I don't know, because Alabama gets a bad rap.
Alabama,
yeah.
It ain't where you're from.
Roll Tide.
Where you at?
Yeah, and right. I'm at California.
We're in rapper mode.
I was gonna say, is that a Cabo quote? Yeah.
that's just hip hop. You guys don't get it. It's cool.
Then why do they always talk about where they're from?
It's not where you're from. It's where you're at.
I know, but they still always got to tell you where they're from.
Why is it they? Who is they?
The blacks.
I was gonna say black people.
Obviously,
a lot of people make hip hop. There's Asians and whites doing
no,
it.
No, it's
there's,
a bunch of black dudes
Indians.
And one white guy.
Yeah.
If you counts. Don't count Bubba Sparks. And no one does.
And no one does.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Are you saying I have to throw out my Bubba Sparks album?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just don't tell anyone about it.
He would like country rap.
Put that with the Limp Bizkit and just put that shit to the side.
Yeah.
Chocolate Starfish.
Chocolate. Come on, man.
I don't even think I bought that album. I think I'm going to blame that on the old lady. I don't even have to take
I
that
would.
Credit.
Blame yeah. it on the old
I
lady.
Know I bought their second one. I had their first two albums, but not the third because that's when it became
a joke?
Utter dog shit.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
second album's no, even dog shit.
Dogfish.
Yeah.
Or Starfish.
But at the time, it was justifiable.
Right. Like, justified?
Yeah. When the first...
Just like that.
When the first album came out, it was like, okay, they're a part of a scene.
Sure.
And they weren't a joke. You know?
Yeah, they
it
were
was,
fine.
Yeah, they were. It was good.
It was catchy.
Yeah.
They did all right.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't listen to it now. But
and they got all dursted
it was
up.
Angry.
And
yeah.
Well, they put Method Man on the second one, so that was a cool song. And then the rest of it sucked.
Yeah, the second one was all right for like a poppy metal album, you know?
Yeah.
Right. It's a weird.
The other
weird
bands at the
music.
Time were cooler. I mean, Korn was way cooler at the time. You
this
know?
Is more than right. anyone's talked about Limp Bizkit since like 1998.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Limp Bizkit.
The guy's actually a director now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and he's good. He's good. I saw his fucking one movie. I can't remember. I think it was with...
I'm trying to think the only movie of his that I saw was bad. What
it was,
really
memorable.
I was going to say, didn't he do like some version of The Lottery about that town where someone gets... and stoned to death every year because you picked some name out of a hat or some shit. I thought
well,
he directed some version
get, yeah.
of that.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was. Like, it didn't have anything to do with the like, picking at any number.
Okay.
It was again like an angry kid who couldn't control his anger that ended up beating the shit out of everybody.
Well, as angry kids
if that
do.
Was the movie I was talking about. It was actually,
okay.
It was actually really good.
I actually want
no
to
surprise.
See the movie that you described.
I was going to say I may have just made up that movie, but no one steal that shit.
It sounds like pretty cool. I'm actually working on the screenplay right now.
It's like, you guys finish this up. I got to go work on
stoning.
Something.
Stoning innocent people.
Someone gets stoned.
So, Adrian, you don't have to tell us this, but last week Kimberly made a new tradition here on the Apocalypse Times where she called out the first two people she had sex with and told us the stories about it.
Yeah, and completely unprovoked.
Well, all we know.
That's why I thought I'd throw it out there. Just Travis, you never know.
Travis asked her to tell us something about herself.
Yeah, and she was like, I fucked Rusty in a truck.
Yeah.
I
was like, well, I'll tell you about my first.
Yeah, the first person she ever slept with was named Rusty. What was his last name? I don't remember. But they
trombone.
They
had
yes. They did it in a truck on a dirt road.
Thank you, Nick.
So that was her.
My first was not exciting. It was like a long-term boyfriend. It was both of our first times.
No dirt road.
No, it was in a bed.
Was it in Alabama though?
It was in Alabama.
There you go. There's,
nice.
There's your twist.
Yes.
Nice.
You 16?
I was and 16 I wasn't related Alabama. To him, you know. So
what
oh,
the
not
fuck?
Your brother?
I know.
That, or your cousin? Wow. Come on, it was cousin.
I can't believe you date outside the family.
No, he was actually even from another country. So
oh my yeah. God!
So you were sure? Well, she had the interbreeder.
I was going to say you are interbred.
She's always had an eye.
She's like, I need to find a third race here.
Oh wait, was he Canadian? Because that doesn't count.
Oh, he was Canadian.
Yeah,
that's kind of it. Nice way to spot that.
Canadians exotic in Alabama. The rest of the world doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he had. There's a ginger though. That's kind of like gonna.
That makes it worse, right? Substantially worse.
Canadian ginger.
You can't help me your first love.
Oh no, he was French Canadian.
She crossed the line. She's no longer hot.
Ginger does it for you.
Yep.
You're you're contagion now to Duarte because you've had a ginger.
Once you go red, you're dead.
May as well be dead in her bread.
You know what they say about the blacks, but here's what they say about the reds.
You're dead to me.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Apparently I should keep this story about me on the down low.
She's like, well, at least there's no judgment. Yeah.
Just saying, if you go to certain clubs in the Midwest and try to make money off dancing, strip, you know, you're not going to.
Why do I have to go to the Midwest?
Explain that.
That's what I really...
Please explain that.
Explain that.
Well, it is said that when a porn actress does a black guy, that certain clubs won't take them on their tour now.
Right, because they'll never go back.
Yeah. Is that like, you say that like everyone knows that.
Oh,
like,
come on, man.
2 + 2 = 4. If you fuck a black guy, you can't strip in the Midwest. Duh.
You lose out on a lot of money, man.
Why the only one that gives a shit about the rules?
Is that in the application?
Yeah. For some websites.
How many black cocks have you taken?
We have a one black cock limit.
Yeah.
As long as it's on film. You know?
No. Like, it's
work.
We have a one interbred cock limit. That is it.
They are harsh in the Midwest.
Yeah. And yeah, you got to be like really light skinned too.
Well, the best part is on the application, there's two boxes. One has a little A and the other one has a little A. Wait, hold on. No, there's two boxes. The first one says vaginal, and the other one says anal.
For what?
Totally blew that joke.
Holy shit. I was like, this better be the greatest punchline in the history of punchlines. Yeah. Otherwise.
I couldn't bring it back. I already ruined it once.
See, there's two boxes with an A and an A. But one's a vagina.
The problem is I had it turned around.
That was the problem.
I didn't know.
No. There was no. Two boxes.
You missed me at the start. There were two boxes.
No, I flipped her over.
One with an A.
So the A was at the bottom.
It should be A and V.
So it was an inverted anal?
I wish your girlfriend were so we can see if you really confuse the A and the V that often.
I just didn't realize I flipped her that fast.
Wait, which one's on top?
All right, so number two. Was that as exciting as a red ginger? A red ginger?
A black ginger. Blake Griffin.
That would be exciting.
That guy can dunk.
Number two, also not exciting. I think you got to do it a while before it gets
what about
to be
number,
good, right?
What about number 48?
I'll let you know.
What I'm really... Yeah. I think it's really interesting
then,
right
I'll
there.
I'll be a pro.
She's like, 48 awesome. Made me tingle, though.
Well, on my 16th birthday.
48.
I kind of lost track after 30.
94 was a good year. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I failed to live up to her high standards.
There were actually low standards that you...
Yeah, I was like, actually, you actually met the standard. Good job.
Yeah, but number two fucked her and then fucked another girl.
I was going to say, he made two girls come in the same night and then assassinated a world leader somewhere. Like, that was pretty badass.
No, that was number three, I think.
No, that was number two.
He was two and three. He's that good.
Yeah. No, he was number two and number one.
He was in disguise the third time.
He sniped her then.
Kill shot.
Adrian, have you ever had a sniper?
Trained on me? Or been with?
That goes so many ways.
There was a firefighter. One was a cop. Last guy was a sniper.
Yeah.
Trained on me.
She did not mean that the way it came out.
Not even a bit of hesitation.
Sorry, I can't go on after that.
No one has admitted to me that they were a sniper, but...
They proved it.
I would love to think that maybe.
But evidence would indicate otherwise.
Oh, man.
The accuracy was crazy.
Trigger finger.
So I've got terrible news from your home country, Adrian. There's a typhoon that's going to hit Japan. Typhoon Roki?
Oh, no.
A million people have evacuated Japan.
Fuck.
What's up?
Will they even notice if a million left, though?
No, that's China. It's different.
But Japan is... Well, yeah, Japan is smaller, but they're fucking...
But there's a shit ton of people there. Yeah.
I just... Like, why do they have it so bad? I don't know. I feel so bad for Japan. Like, we fucking bombed them. That was with the only people in the history of the world that have been nuked.
Twice.
And, like, this horrible... Herbal.
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 Thanks, Charles Barkley.
Terrible.
I do love me some Charles Barkley. Oh,
that was the best Barkley he's ever done. It was horrible.
Let me tell you.
She's from terrible. Alabama. He talks like Charles Barkley. It's an Auburn reunion in this bitch.
Holy shit.
Oh, man, this terrible earthquake.
Earthquake.
You guys always getting me off. I'm just trying to talk about... You like Kenny Smith just trying to make jokes when I'm talking.
Okay, Kenny, you got two rings. You in the Hall of Fame?
All right. Well, I mean, you guys don't feel bad for Japan. You just make jokes. And I'm making.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Charles Barkley.
Well, but how do we? Nothing's actually happened to them yet, though.
Well,
yeah,
we don't know how bad to feel. Like, I mean, I don't want a typhoon to hit anybody, but...
I'm just saying, what did Japan do? Adrian, maybe you can answer. What did Japan do in the past life that they're getting so fucked right now?
I don't know. I mean,
it is disaster after disaster.
But then, I mean, we have
they bounce back, though, like crazy.
It's true.
Right.
They're resilient.
Here, though, a lot. Right. You know, every other weekend there's tornadoes.
It's more likely just
because
it's an island at the end
on the fault line. Yeah. I mean, it's created because of the faults. Like, it's just a bunch of mountains, you know.
But,
they're on the fault. That's a gay bar. You know that, right?
Yes. The whole country of Japan is in the bar.
So nothing good happens at the fault line.
So
we can say that across the board. Nothing good.
Or maybe God is punishing Japan for all the weird stuff they like.
Right.
Back to the porn.
Yeah, the weird porn. The panty porn.
Were they the ones that had the two girls in one cup? Was that a Japanese thing?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And if they were, then they deserve a typhoon.
Well, you know
something like
that has happened in Japanese porn, I'm sure.
Right.
They're all about porn. It's happening now.
Yeah.
I watched some crazy Citizen Q, I think it was called. This dude was a necrophiliac. So when they died, they'd like shit themselves and he'd still fuck them. Oh, it's so nice.
Well, if you're fucking dead people, I don't think a little poo is going to turn you off. Like,
but it was right when they were done, so it's still warm, you know. Still alive.
Because otherwise it'd be weird.
And then there was another scene where the mom was like, she was squirting out milk from her boobs and it just like filled the ground. It flooded the room because she was squirting out so much milk.
That's a lot of lactation.
Yeah.
Was this a porn or like a movie?
It was an independent film. We were at the Las Vegas Film Festival, and we went to this movie. You know, Japanese Citizen Q. That's Independence. It had a little synopsis, but
are like they the same ones that did insane. That Caterpillar movie too?
Human Centipede.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Is that a Japanese?
That's
I don't know.
German.
I'm curious.
Is it German?
Are they the same ones that did that Butterfly movie?
Butterfly Effect.
I wonder. Maybe that's what happens in. I think I heard they're making Human Centipede 2.
Well, they make.
Maybe it turns into a butterfly.
All those the good or the. Yeah, their films, their versions are always better, like always crazier.
Like The Ring and
and the Grudge.
They're pretty fucking twisted. Like, maybe not all of them, but
The Audition is crazy fucked up. I can't even remember it, but it's fucked up.
Was that when you auditioned for that pilot and that dude fucked the shit out of you?
Pretty much.
I can't. It's one of those things. That
I hate Hollywood.
My psychiatrist is trying to get it out, but I can't remember it to save my life.
Both psychiatrists are trying to get it out. And their psychiatrist. I went too far.
Yes, you did. I'm glad you acknowledged that.
Someone has to kill jokes without Nick Khalil here. So
can we say why Nick's not here?
Can we talk about
why Nick's not here?
I think we should talk about Nick.
I think we should blow him up like Hiroshima.
But every time we say Nick Khalil, we have to put an at in front of it. So we have to say at Nick Khalil.
No, I think every time we say it, someone has to come hold my hair and stroke it gently.
Why would you say that about at Nick Khalil?
Because at Nick Khalil is at home taking care of his sick wife.
Does she have a Twitter account?
Does she know that she's the wife?
Whatever it is. Some chick he's with all the time. May as well.
I wish I could tweet John Derby and tell him.
You can't.
You can't. You can page me.
Hey, give us your
page. You can hit me on my Motorola, dog.
Hey, what's your two name? Two-way number. How'd I get a hold of your two-way?
Welcome to 1995.
This is John Derby.
This is John Derby.
Just put in a 33 so I know you want me to come over and do the podcast.
Put two stars if it's urgent.
I'm sad.
Adrian, do you still have a pager? Did you ever have a pager?
I never had a pager.
Really? I had a pager.
I rocked a pager.
My dad had a pager.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Hell yeah, I did.
Pagers were pretty cool.
My entire senior year.
I think you're...
People would actually like type in like hello and you know like send numbers like that.
Boobless.
So yeah. It was terrible.
Words like boobless. Yeah, it was
Why? That's a bad word to type.
Boobless?
Boobless.
That's just always my favorite calculator language. No,
Yeah. Boobless is fine. It's awesome. What's wrong with that?
Thank you from the panel.
Boobless is fine.
No, yeah, after you called out Kimberly for not using English correctly, you are the panel.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the judge on Jeopardy. We refer to you.
Judges will accept.
Boobless works.
Boobless, it is a word. But so hold on. Let me find out if Words with Friends agrees.
We're staying in the Middle East. Or wait, hold on. We're staying in Asia. China.
Well, you could be right on both accounts.
Geography
it might work,
with
but
Travis.
Not yet. You'll hear what I'm talking about. China.
All right.
China is going to launch their first piece of the space station. They're building their own space station because they say fuck our space station. And the name
they probably
of the
paid
first,
for our the space station.
The name of it is going to be called Heavenly Palace.
Oh God,
it's pretty awesome.
I wouldn't want to be in the Japanese-made space station.
No?
I love that even Chinese. In space you can get a rub and tug.
I think those are usually like Filipino, or is that even usually a Chinese thing?
I think Chinese, when they get here, they do whatever. They're like, yeah, I'm tired.
Right.
Yeah, I'm tired. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
My hand's tied.
That's an outrageous assertion, sir. I would never say that about China. I think we do have, actually...
You'd say it about Mexicans, though.
Yeah, but they're not going to take over the world anytime soon, you fucking idiot.
Really? Because they've taken over the population.
Can you imagine a Mexican?
They've got the numbers.
See,
and the work ethic.
I'm Thai.
They're going to be standing outside of the Home Depot just like making a jack-off sign. Like, trabajo.
You like
oh, that's
massage.
Great. Oh, what the fuck is that, a splinter?
Bente.
How long? Oh. 1 hour. Bente.
So that's like $3.50, right? And 1 hour?
Yes.
I think that
I'm not
converts.
Talking about Taiwanese yes. massage.
No? What kind of the massage Mexican are you massage. Looking for? Yeah. I don't know if they're going to finish you off, though.
You're probably right. I heard if you go to CJ, I think you can get a $5 handy.
Did I already talk about my first experience?
I think you did, but it was so long ago that I don't remember, and no one ever listened to it. So you can tell us again.
Is this a TJ story?
No, I went to Nogales when I was 16. And I think we went and got Valiums.
I brought fireworks home in my crotch.
And then I went to a titty bar. I want to say Lola's.
This is the place that used to be Del Taco, right? Nogales?
Right.
Before Taco Bell bombing?
Right before the drug wars.
Yeah. Del Taco before the drug wars.
Nogales was awesome.
And then they call it... Yeah, no. So my first titty dance, my first titty bar, my first dance, I think it was $5. My brother gave some stripper $5, and she literally fingered herself in front of me.
That is outstanding.
So I was like...
$5 goes a long way in Nogales.
I just figured this how it would be for the rest of my life going to titty bars, you know. Yeah, some girl's just going to finger herself in front of you.
I was going to say, we went to a strip club in Mexico, and this one stripper was just in love with our friend who was kind of Mexican.
Oh, yes, kind of
but like Mexican. Like an Andy Garcia Mexican. Like, that's how he looked.
Well, that's... Yeah, but what is Cuban?
I'm more white. I don't know. Whatever.
Say, he's Guatemalan.
So yeah, so he's better. He's Cuban. But no. So she was just in love with this dude, and she was like dancing for him for free. She kept trying to like take him to the back and fuck him, and he's like no. And like her pussy couldn't have been more on his face. Like it, I mean, just within inches of it,
Well, it could have been more on his.
Well,
face.
If it had actually been. But I mean, right. You couldn't put a sheet of paper between the fucking thing. And he got sick as a dog when we got home. No, everyone else was fine. His girlfriend called everyone, was like, is everyone sick? And we're like, fuck no, we're great. She goes, what happened to Tom? Sorry, Tom. And we were like, no idea. And we all just like, dirty pussy. That's disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah, but it was still an awesome trip because I didn't get stripper sick.
Did he get the yeast cough?
There was a loaf of bread in his throat or something.
I can't breathe. Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, it's disgusting. Are you kidding me?
How'd we get out of Mexico?
I don't know.
Thai massages.
Oh, yeah.
How do we always get down to Mexico? Starts with a hand job and it goes from there.
We're getting the penis jokes, right?
And duh. Half? And Hitler.
Penis jokes and Hitler. They're one and the same.
That'll be next half.
I'm going to have a Hitler dick joke that's going to end this entire show.
And a Mexican's going to bring it on.
And I'll hat dance it.
But it's going to be played to mariachi band.
That is going to be an exciting conclusion. I cannot wait.
Cliffhanger.
So there's a big UFO sighting spike this month. Apparently there are more than double the amount of UFO sightings.
Mostly in Japan right now.
That is not true. there were something like 1,200 UFO sightings in August alone. And UFO experts believe it's because the apocalypse is near. Wow.
Then my theory would be right.
The aliens are coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about the possibility of an alien-induced.
Oh,
apocalypse.
She doesn't watch Ancient Aliens, does she?
No.
I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
It's worth it to me for the world to end to make me right.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Like right? Like write a
no,
screenplay
correct.
Or what?
Correct, David. To make me correct.
No, because seriously, I thought you were like, oh, so I'll get creative. You know, I'll get so many ideas out of it.
I can't stand
you.
You are the worst.
Well, that leads us to a nice segue. I don't know, should I ask Adrian Mexicans. Now, or should we bring in the second half with her apocalypse?
Tease it.
Tease it?
Yeah,
tease
like a it. Professional podcast.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. Whoa.
Like
how
a
do you do that?
Like a Thai podcast.
Finish it off, Travis.
When we're back in 30 seconds, we'll give you a rub and tug, and you'll hear Adrian Hunter's
and I'll already
theory
be finished.
Of the end of the world. And we're out.
Are you tired of reaching into your club box for a fresh bag of double fudge Oreo cookies, only to find your cookies destroying whore of a wife who every Friday night has girls' night out and doesn't come home till 6 a.m. Saturday morning smelling like Mai Tais and Acqua di Gio, has opened your pack of Oreos 2 days prior and has made cookies completely stale? Vlad Clamps solves all problem.
When I was a little girl, my mother had 3 sets of clamps to do all the clamping. The automotive, the surgical, and the kinky clamping. But now with Vlad Clamps, I just have 1 set of clamps to do all the clamping. Now I have the freshest jerky and my nips are perky. Donga Vlad Clamps.
I've always been one to go out and howl at the moon, but I never felt like I could really turn it loose, because I didn't know if my snacks were fresh at home. Now that I have Vlad Clamps, I can really pump up the volume. Thanks, Vlad.
19% dental patients approve. Vlad Clamps, clamping nipples since 1933.
Welcome back to Apocalyptic Times.
Oh, man, we're not supposed to have that.
I thought you were supposed to have the music.
I muted.
What an idiot. Yes.
Oh, Vlad's here to start.
Idiot.
Oh, good.
Oh, Travis. Oh.
Vlad, what's new? I haven't seen you for 2 weeks.
Where do I begin? There's nothing new, of course.
What's the matter? Where do you begin? Nothing new?
Everything is matter, stupid. Idiot.
The atheist scientist will tell us everything.
Yes. Well, of course, I'm Russian. We are very much well advanced of you in science and space.
Good. Well, I don't know. Your latest fucking space shuttle kind of sucked. It blew up, and now we're kind of worried. You hear the U.S. has to make, they're trying to get, companies like Virgin. Virgin Intergalactic or whatever the hell that thing is. You know, Richard Branson's company.
I was going to say, yes. The crazy billionaire who's going to space, right?
Yeah, they're trying to get him to build a taxi to take everybody to, or the astronauts to the space station, because the Russians fucked up and their last mission failed.
Thanks, Vlad.
It is because the Chinese built all of our space shuttles and whatnot.
So why don't you build it yourself?
It is too expensive. The Russians demand a lot of money.
So you're going to blame the Chinese?
Yes, of course.
It seems like a cop-out.
No, it seems like a national or world stance on China. Blame the Chinese.
Even the Russians hate the Chinese.
Of course, yes. But we still give them all our manufacturing jobs.
This is
very kind of you.
This is the worst conversation in the history of this podcast.
It is why you take it there.
Thank you, Vlad.
Vlad's very reserved tonight. Like, very, very to the point, very matter of fact.
Yes. So, Travis, I hear you are doing a new podcast, huh?
Hmm? Yeah, I started a podcast from my home, since I have all the equipment.
You say Vlad's going to take that shit over, too.
He can. It's in my home.
Because Vlad couldn't get into your home.
Well, he could, obviously.
Yeah.
And I live in Little Russia.
He's got one of his spies that watches your girl constantly.
He owns the building.
Yeah. I was going to say, not only that, there's probably an underground tunnel somewhere that leads to this apartment that I haven't figured out yet. And he can just fucking come in whenever
Absolutely.
He wants. Yes.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
You're going to get inflated.
I thought it was weird that I could get an apartment this big for $1,500.
Like, someone wanted you to live here.
I know. He probably, in the
Jewish neighborhood, no, nonetheless.
He hacked fucking West Side Rentals first, and then fucking advertised it just to me, sent me some emails. I'm starting to see the truth now.
See?
It's pretty fucked up.
Gotta investigate this shit.
Well, anyway, like, you have nothing to do with that podcast, so it doesn't matter. I don't know what you're worried about. Well, have you heard it?
No, of course not. If I wanted to listen to couples argue, I would visit my parents more often.
David, there's something I have to tell you.
Yes.
I am your father.
Oh my God. Much like I have a daughter.
I don't know why I just told David that.
This is great.
Broke the fourth wall.
What's crazy is that he's my father, yet he's younger than me.
There's some time travel involved in that insemination.
Probably some weird Mormon thing.
Have you seen Ancient Aliens?
Of course.
That's all you gotta know. my son.
Thanks, Dad.
So, Adrian.
So I can blame you for all my problems.
That was a good way. That was the best way I've ever known to silence Vlad.
Seriously, Vlad up and left the room.
Fuck you. I am not David. You might be my son, but...
We both lay claim on your head. So, Adrian, it's time.
Did Tell you us. Say Adrieth?
No, I said Adrian.
So, Adrieth.
That's how you pronounce it, right?
I have no comment.
You already hurt my feelings.
Yeah, no, I answered anything with an A, a D, an N.
A-D-N. So yeah. Adnan.
Yeah, what's up?
AIDS. And
AIDS in it.
AIDS and stuff.
Yes.
So tell us, please. How do you think the world is going to end?
Well, I can't decide. It's a toss-up between zombie apocalypse and something like natural disaster, world crumbling type thing, maybe. Although you guys brought to my attention the possibility of aliens, and I had never really thought about that. But
that could... Maybe we are actually aliens also.
Maybe we are aliens.
Yeah. But if that's the case, then they're coming back for us. And exactly. Not in a good way.
Yeah, because they were coming back to maybe exterminate this
harvest
race. No, because they've perfected it better DNA-wise. So that way they can start over.
But then why don't they just leave us alone the first time? Then?
No, because this is life. A place where life can exist is rare in the universe. So...
Prime real estate.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I don't know. What do you guys think? What's the favorite?
How are the zombies going to come about I want to know. Are we talking like nuclear kind of meltdown?
Is that an interbreeding thing? Back to interbred.
That would be actually. Technically, yeah.
Technically,
is that
you
where
know,
they came
from? If somebody from Travis's movie would fuck a zombie, and that's how this shit would all start.
Wait, that happens. I already have that written in.
I've seen that shit.
It's called zombie fucking. I mean, how's that not in?
And then when you swim in their pool of lactation, you fucking
God dang.
So
I know.
It's gross.
I can't get it out of my head though.
You can't be split. You have to tell us.
I have to decide. Well, I've heard that the likelihood of a zombie apocalypse is not so good, just because biting somebody is like not the best way to spread disease.
You should come over later.
Right. Well, they give this argument like, there's one rabid dog, and remember that time there was one rabid dog and then
Old Yeller?
The whole neighborhood was rabid dogs. But wait, no, that doesn't happen.
We shot him.
Shoot him. Yeah, you shoot him before they infect everyone else.
Actually, we just cried.
Well, that happens at first, but I mean, it's obviously got to be a pretty strong virus that carries...
Really fast.
Through the air.
Let me tell you. Have you seen Where the Red Fern Grows?
I never have. It. Like
that was that book was so fucking sad as a kid.
I cried this
out.
Morning when I thought about it.
Holy shit. And Dave Matthews is in that movie, which is even worse.
He's the Red Fern.
He's what killed the dogs.
Sounds like a
oh,
sad
sorry.
Story.
Spoiler. Spoiler. Spoiler.
Wait a minute.
From you didn't read that in elementary
the
school.
The dog dies?
I actually had a girlfriend get pissed at me because I had asked her about, did you ever read The Red Fern Grows? Because it was on cable, but like way late in the movie. She's like, I never read that. I'm like, you never read that as a kid? Like everyone in elementary school. And so I started telling her the story. And then I was like, and the dogs die. And then she's like, way to ruin it for me. I'm like, because you're going to fucking read it now? Like, you're going to go get that book or watch the movie and be like, shit, this is, what a twist. Like, what the fuck?
I thought you were going to say that she had blocked it out, that it was actually when her Uncle Tommy molested her for the first time.
He called it my red fern.
You would go there.
This, my dear, is where the red fern grows.
Not everything is a molestation story. David, as much as you'd like it to be.
Well, basically, I was trying to get to a penis joke, okay?
Somehow, I wanted to talk about dick, and that was how I got there.
I took the roundabout way.
Where the red food goes.
Uncle Charlie.
I took the roundabout way through an 11-year-old's mouth.
That's the
I stole someone's
way.
Childhood innocence, but I got to a dick joke.
Hey, yo.
David Dice Clay over here.
All right, so Adrian, at least consider the alien angle. What okay. do you think about that?
So I don't know. I've always believed in aliens, but I never really thought they would come here to like invade us or whatever. Is that just naive of me, though?
It's very sweet, but
I don't
yes.
think it's naive. No, I don't think it's naive, yeah. and I don't necessarily think that they will come to invade us either.
Dude, there's no fucking way they would come here and just be like, hey, we're just handing out rainbows. Right. Like, they're going to fucking destroy us.
Well,
like,
yeah, but they wouldn't no do it with any weapons. They would just do it with a
any
a
way
disease,
they want.
A virus.
I mean, plant something in our brain and we can explode. I mean, yeah. however they want
Who's
to
say
do it.
There aren't aliens living here now.
There will be no stopping them. That's the point. Like, we would be completely defenseless. It would be like us in an anthill. Like, we're fucked.
Well,
there's
you,
no question.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, because you have to figure if anybody has the technology to get from another galaxy or another solar system, at least, to here. They're obviously way
That's what I'm saying. But they're not going to do all that just to come to, I mean, pets at best. We would be their fucking pets.
Yeah, we
best.
Could be their.
They might take like puppy like sympathy.
Lab rats. You know?
Right,
we
but
could
their
be
technology
their
might be so much different than ours that we don't even understand
dude,
it.
Dude, they probably. Oh, dude.
It doesn't mean it can't destroy us.
We're done for.
Know?
Right.
It's, well, and when you say they, it's like there's probably hundreds upon hundreds upon thousands of different civilizations out there.
Yes.
I think of it. I think of it.
None
as
of them would come here for fun. I can't help
but just vacation here.
Well, it's just like the improbability of it is through the charts.
Do Russians come here for fun and vacation here? No. Yeah, they stay. They take us over.
Yes.
Slowly.
The Chinese come. An invasion in
do mind. The Chinese come here for fun? No.
Slowly,
they come to collect
every
their
year
money.
It gets colder.
Now, they come here to make orange chicken.
I think of it as like we're like an egg and we're going to get fucking some jizz swimming at us. Because we're just a part.
So only one of them's
going to
catch us?
Well, exactly. One of them's going to impregnate us.
Only one sperm wins.
We're like an egg chilling in the uterus. We've just been getting fucking shots loaded by us day in and day out. And one's going to catch one of these days. You know.
So once we take it in the eye.
I'm taking it all the way back down to the cellular, most molecular level.
Well, that could be like asteroids or comets. Which
exactly. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. But it could be also, you know, there's a bunch of shit flying at us. A lot of the
including our own satellites.
A lot of your sperm are duds.
Travis can only understand his life with sperm coming out of space. Like, however that needs to be. Like,
hey, let me break this down for y'all, all right?
I take everything back to conception.
Mm-hmm. So basically, there was a man fucking a woman, right?
Right. So I was in your vagina. Let's start there.
What's a vagina, Travis?
That's how the prophets do it. You guys haven't figured You guys haven't figured out game.
Your mommy and me, we just love each other. And to show our love to each other.
So the type of apocalypse that happens, though, depends on whether or not, or I guess determines whether there's going to be survivors afterwards, right?
Oh, there
so
will be.
So do you guys have like plans in place for when whatever apocalypse happens?
Because, I mean, the ultimate apocalypse is when the Earth is actually destroyed completely.
So
which it will be eventually. I mean, the sun eventually will blow up. You
but
know,
I don't think. That's.
But I mean, that's not our apocalypse.
We're talking about our social,
then.
Like our social apocalypse.
Right.
Really is what you know, the human apocalypse, not the world apocalypse.
Right. But
it
won't
so much longer than us.
But there won't be a human apocalypse. There will be something. The dinosaurs got killed off.
Right.
But some of them survived.
Right.
And carried on. I mean, we got
right.
You know,
and then
crocodiles,
we'll turn into
alligators,
something else.
And lizards and
the
shit.
Survivors will turn into something else.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no desire to survive.
Me neither. I've always wanted to be a first
victim. I'm conceited enough to think the apocalypse exists to eliminate me. So.
No way.
I have no intent. I'm not going in a bunker.
I could
fine.
Actually say that you're humble enough. Right. I'm not conceited. No, I'm a pretty big piece of shit.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's coming for me. I will be taken by one of the horsemen, I have no doubt.
Well, and plus you're taller than most of us, so
I
the aliens
it's
can
hard for me to hide,
us.
Man.
I'm
like,
hiding behind him. I'm
already on the radar.
Okay, that guy, yeah. Guy with that's head and shoulders above
I'm hoping
everybody.
They've got a rec league game that they're trying to recruit me for. That's my only hope.
Yeah, you might get lucky.
We have no size on our planet, dude.
Whoever thought being tall would be a weakness? No.
I know.
It's tough.
But that's how I'll know it's the apocalypse. Like, the one time it's not fucking awesome to be tall will be when the world ends.
Yeah, maybe.
Apologies to Adrian, who's really short.
I know. I'm going to be able to find some awesome hiding spots, you know. So
She's going to be like Anne Frank under a sink.
She'll be able to fit into that cave, and you got your knees out. And
yep.
They're like, oh, there he is. There he is.
In half. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll be safe.
Well, you got to evolve then. You're going to have to start walking on all fours again.
I was going to say, I want a thumb on the other side of my hand. No, that's what I want the next evolution to be.
You'll learn to fly.
I'll take the second thumb or a wing.
You'll learn to
be easier to palm a basketball.
You'll eventually become like a chameleon and just change colors to your backdrop. You know? That's how it's going to happen.
All right. That doesn't sound that bad. It's like X-Men-like.
I wish I was a mutant.
That would be the shit. I hope that happens before the apocalypse. I hope we have fucking mutants. Like,
that'd be crazy.
That would be dope.
We already do, in like real strange ways.
Like Usain Bolt,
ways and defective ways.
I think Usain Bolt might be an X-Men.
Right. Well,
do you mean like in handicapped ways?
Yes. Okay. I think that that's the stronger.
You mean
race.
Like cripples?
They have that half chromosome more. I'm talking about 43 and a half chromosomes.
You mean fucking invalids?
Or is it 43 chromosomes, right? 46? How many chromosomes?
There's 23 pairs.
So it's 46, right? So 46 and a half.
Worthless fuckers in wheelchairs.
Bad news.
That fucker that keeps trying to collect money from me outside the Rite Aid.
Ramp-wanting sons of bitches.
Always taking my parking spot.
If you can't get in there, you don't need to be there.
Where are you guys going with this?
I'm an ass. To hell. To hell, no doubt in my mind.
So there's a Turkish soccer league game where they banned FIFA or whatever the regulating commission banned it from having any people at the
match
game.
So there was just a team playing?
Yes. Well,
no
they weren't allowed to have any fans. So what the team did is they invited only women and children under 12. And so there was a soccer game held in Turkey where 41,000...
It's like my crib on a Saturday night.
41,000 women and babies and children came to a soccer game.
I'm under 12.
So what happened with when they came out, the players threw flowers at the women and all this crazy shit.
Just when I thought soccer couldn't get any gayer.
And then after
that,
this is
that.
Truly some... apocalyptic shit. This is crazy. So they come out and the home team comes out and everybody cheers, and then the away team comes out and everybody cheers.
Of course. Yeah, naturally. Throws flowers back at them. We're happy to have you here. And then they all did he loves me not. Fucking.
So I can't tell
you who won, but
yeah, it was a real game. Yeah, it was a real game. Because they were under sanctions.
And why did they ban fans? Like, what happened? Did someone die or something?
There's a big scandal going on in Turkey for, game fixing. And this is one of the teams with one of the people involved.
How do you fix soccer? It's 2-1 at best.
Oh, you just get hold of the refs?
Do you guys pretend to get hurt? Oh, wait. That's fucking soccer.
That's soccer.
The refs. Just like the NBA. The NBA is hard to fix, but you buy the refs, and it's a little easier.
Yeah, I feel like NBA is a little... Yeah, because there's so many calls that can go one way or another in the NBA.
I mean,
it's
the same thing with soccer.
And there's so much scoring, too, in the NBA.
True. There's so much transition. I feel like you can hide shit a little easier.
Yeah, but soccer, it's all about, one goal. So you're going to give this team chances all night who would have no chance otherwise. Anytime they get close to the goal, you call a foul. So they get a free kick.
So you're keeping them on the right side of the field.
And that's like the attacking or the counterattacking style. When you're a shitty team, you just hope to get fouls, literally, in the area. Because then you've practiced those plays a million times.
You just hope to get a guy that's fixing the game in your favor.
Well, that's just part of it.
Soccer is so fucking boring.
It's really fun to play.
Soccer is an amazing sport. You just don't get it.
It is a great sport. It just doesn't translate well to TV.
Doesn't translate to people who like sports.
How about a really
you know what?
Big,
no, we
all
already.
Right, all right.
USA.
You've never seen
USA.
Watching. Oh, if you went to a bar for a U.S. soccer game.
Hey, I'll tell you. I did get into the World Cup this last time. I did watch that. I was into it.
And even if you saw like Barcelona, Real Madrid, or something like that,
I know the intelligent side of me gets it. Don't get me wrong, but the fucking guy that likes sports for entertainment is like, what the fuck for?
Needless to say, not much of John. Exactly.
So I was gonna say you can't see how close my fingers are together, but that much of me gets it.
Judging by his fucking Arizona Cardinals.
Hey,
I'm a Cardinals fan.
One and one, dog. One and one.
Hey, I don't know. Their defense is terrible.
I agree. Peterson's the shit, though. Or Patterson. I never remember. Dude always, out of LSU.
Always loving those rookies. Oh, speaking of sports, you guys hear about Sarah Palin and Glenn Rice?
I did read that article.
Oh, God. This is so juicy.
He's been so good from downtown for so long. It doesn't surprise me.
Definitely doesn't surprise me. That wasn't the Fab Five. No, he was not part of the Fab Five.
He's a Michigan guy. Or no, he might be Michigan State.
No, it was Michigan.
Is he Michigan?
It was Michigan, definitely.
Michigan, yeah.
So, have you heard about this?
No.
Glenn Rice, do you know who Glenn Rice is?
No.
Professional basketball.
He was a Laker
former,
for a couple years.
Yeah, yeah. He actually won championship team in 2000.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Yeah, one
really good player.
Yep.
So when in he Miami. when he was at Michigan University,
no, Charlotte, he was really good.
That's true.
Yeah, that's when he was killing it. But when he was there, supposedly when Sarah Palin was a newscaster, they fucked.
Oh.
Well, it was actually at a tournament in Alaska. But yeah, he was exactly. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, they went to Alaska, and she was covering the tournament.
People defending her like she was married then. She wouldn't have done that. Like that was her defense. Like,
oh, she
why?
Was married.
Even yeah, worse. Yeah, she married her high school sweetheart. Apparently, like that's
yeah, but
that's like being like he's in the NBA. He's married. He wouldn't cheat.
I actually don't think she was married.
That's what people,
makes it not a big deal. Yeah. The big deal is the race.
Oh, I was just going to say.
For such
yeah.
a fuck.
Well, obviously, yeah.
For them, you know, for their strategy.
Because Glenn Rice can get way hotter.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what they'll never admit is that killed it. You know what I'm saying? Because now she'll never go back. So at heart.
Nobody can ever
believe her. She's only thinking about. Yeah, exactly. Like the white. Like
she
a,
can never win the Midwest.
Like a skinny white guy. Like a skinny white guy with a fucking small.
He's just talking about her personal life, though.
That's why she's been hunting bears ever since, because she's just mad at Glenn Rice.
Moose.
I can see Russia from here. I'm going to walk a bear across the ocean.
I could see Russia from my backyard.
I remember seeing that on Yahoo or some shit, like the trending now. Like Glenn Rice was the number. I was like,
right.
Glenn Rice died. Because why else would Glenn Rice be trending now? I was like, he must have died or he maybe raped or murdered somebody. And then all of a sudden I was like, he fucked Sarah Palin? That's the greatest thing I've ever read.
So what that says about black guys is once you've had black cock, you can see Russia.
No, what it says is they still like thick white chicks, is what it says.
She ain't even thick.
She's thick enough.
Thick enough, yeah.
She ain't skinny.
Yeah.
Well, when she was 21.
She probably wasn't skinny.
Right.
I don't know, she's pretty thin, right?
Not Adrian Hunter skinny.
Well, no, I'm skinny. Then that chick probably outweighs me. I'd still fuck her,
no.
But she outweighs
come
me.
Come on now. Come on now.
She's
pretty small.
She's 180.
Small? Really?
She's 180.
Well,
yeah.
I'm like.
Did
wait,
you see her in that bikini with like the machine
gun? You do weigh 130, right? So you're right.
135.
He's like 6'12 and 135.
If you're 5'6 and you're 180, you're pretty big.
I'm built like Manute Bull.
Yeah. 5'6 and 180 is big. My last girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
hello, ladies. My last two girlfriends weighed that much.
My last two girlfriends, nah, not even close. 240 a piece.
That's how I like them. Big ups this week. This is for the rappers. I caught this story just for the rappers, the Concrete Saints, who were supposed to be here. Canceled on me last
minute. Big time.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Yeah. I think they got. Actually, I think it was a gunshot. Gangster shit.
Really? Like somebody...
They had to go
a friend of theirs
up.
Or what?
No, one of them.
Really?
Because they're gangsters.
They really
right,
are.
Right.
It's hardcore.
Nah, just play.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I thought that would be kind of strange. I would have heard about it on Twitter.
David believed me. That's why I had to,
it'd be trendy
that's why I had to
now.
Say no. David's like, oh, really?
Oh, for real?
Otherwise, I
know those fools. Gee, dog, but shit.
Let's not wish that on any rappers, motherfucker.
Damn.
I mean, it was going
to
be.
I know they're trying to get their record off the ground, but fuck, man.
I mean, I heard Cabo was pretty pissed because he was going to come on with the Latter-day
Cabo
Saints.
Already flew out here and everything,
Cabo.
Man.
He jumped on a plane and flew home.
He's hot-headed like Federline, though. Like, you can't control him.
He didn't even come over. That's fucked up. My cousin flies in.
Well,
he went and played a round of golf first and then went back.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably still in town. He just doesn't want to. What? Yeah. Concrete Saints are going to be there? I'm out, son. Oh, man. I should have saved the message. That would have been a good idea.
I was going to say, the last time you played a phone message played out really well.
Like 6 minutes later. So that David Duarte, it was a Vlad. Vlad left a message for 6 minutes.
Yes.
It wasn't 6 minutes. It was 2 minutes.
It felt like a lifetime.
It felt like a half an hour.
But he wasn't even supposed to play it, dumbass.
Oh, dude, don't get me wrong. There was a lot of things I shouldn't have had.
Vlad was at the show. There was no reason for him to fucking play his voicemail for him of the review of the fucking show.
100 reasons he shouldn't have played.
Here is the professional show.
Reason number one, couldn't understand a word.
Reason number one, I had to wait 3.5 hours to get a microphone, so I was 12 drinks deep.
That's true. Reason number one, Travis is unprofessional.
And then it turned into a yelling match.
I was going to say, we just yelled at O-Town all night. Hollywood, we just yelled at O-Town all night. And yelled about raping Vince.
that was his fault, technically.
That was all Penick.
Penick?
I never knew O-Town was all about raping bitches.
Seriously. It's like, oh, no, Town.
It's like ever since Kobe raped.
See, it's like, yeah, it's cool now. Kobe did it.
Yeah. Strange we got started tracked by the FBI after that episode.
Yeah, right?
Sucks. Was it that episode? Wow.
And his management got in contact. Trevor is not a rapist.
Next thing you know.
Despite his shouting it repeatedly.
All right. Well, for the rappers who couldn't make it this week, but we'll have them on soon. This dude, Lorenzo Pollard, he broke out of a St. Louis jail.
Like DJ St. Louis.
Yes. Dirty Lou.
See, it all went together. Mm-hmm. He went through 12 officers on his way out, and what he did it with was he had homemade nunchucks.
Holy shit.
He built them out of a chair in his room and the bed sheets.
That is outstanding.
He broke through 12 dudes.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, there was no video. That'd be amazing.
That would be fucking...
There's video of that. You know all the security cams? There's video. They're just letting...
But there's not a single guard that got taken out by homemade nunchucks that's going to be like, yeah, put that shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
I want my kids to see that at the rest of their natural life.
You know the first one was just laughing at him. Like,
the first guy was like, are those nunchucks? Oh, boom. Fourth guy was like, he's pretty fucking good with those.
Fourth guy. 5 seconds later.
If I was 11, I would have been like, fuck this job. I am not getting taken out with homemade chucks.
It's pretty brutal. So the dude,
you used to have a t-shirt that said that.
He's still at large. It's a good catchphrase. Never get taken out with
I ain't getting
chucks.
Taken out with homemade chucks.
If I was 11.
Number 11 says, like Frankie says.
Now I'm a little slower. I could get it. I'd understand it if it happened. This dude's still at large, so I don't think they'll ever catch this dude. If you're that ingenious,
I don't think they should. I think he earned his freedom. I think that should be the way to get out of jail. What you get through 12 dudes with whatever weapon you make.
I would watch
Gladiator style. You won your freedom.
I would totally watch that reality show.
Oh, are you? I want to make that movie.
Oh, that'd be the greatest.
Jason
show ever.
Statham in homemade chucks.
Of course, he's wrongfully imprisoned. Obviously.
Of course, he didn't actually rape that chick.
He's getting out to see.
No one that can make nunchucks did anything wrong.
I guarantee you, Chuck Norris made this movie in '85.
Guaranteed homemade chucks.
I guarantee you, in '85, '86, and '87, there were Chuck Norris movies that were released that were the exact same plot.
It was Schwarzenegger, right? Is that Running Man?
Yeah, but he didn't have nunchucks.
Morgan Freeman that plays the old man that gets him the chair and the sheet.
No, Chuck Norris actually has some nunchucks.
The same movie, Chuck Norris, nunchucks.
Time to get busy living or get busy swinging chucks.
Starring David Carradine.
He hung himself with the sheet. That's a different flick.
No, he always had nunchucks too.
Is that the one where he hung himself with his nunchucks? This shit is dope.
I've written several good movies tonight. I hope someone's recording this shit.
Right. I'm the ideas man. I'll just come with the ideas. You write the rest of the shit.
I'm a pitch man.
Yeah.
You sit down for the next
I bring the
month.
Meat, you bring the potatoes, huh?
Sierra Nevada gets my juices flowing.
I told you one good idea. Write me a fucking movie. Welcome to Hollywood, writer.
Welcome. pound sign. Welcome to Hollywood.
It's hashtag now, isn't it? That's something people say,
it's a
right?
Hashtag. Hashtag.
I don't like it.
Is that what
know.
It is?
No? Could someone,
it's a hashtag.
I'm going to sound 94 years old. Hashtag. What does hashtag mean?
I guess it means a
I know it's
sign.
A Twitter thing, and I know it's a pound sign, but Twitter. Why is it hashtag?
And
I don't
not
know.
Pound. What happened?
Because you can search people. Like it, say if you say John Derby is gay, hashtag. Hashtag John Derby is gay. And then people were like, oh, we want to find out about this John Derby guy. They would look it up. They could type that, and everybody who had posted that would show up on the scroll.
Okay.
So it's like just a way to search.
Is it okay?
What's the difference between
is
the
it almost
hashtag
highlighting
and the
something?
The at is actually okay. At
the
somebody.
At, yeah. So the
right.
At
I understand is, the yeah, at. I understand
where the hashtag
that.
Is like a thread.
The at you, is the same know. As a tag, like yeah. Like on Facebook, like when you tag somebody.
You literally.
That's how you
at,
do it on no, yeah. On Twitter is at.
Okay.
This is horrible for people who know what the fuck's going on.
I know. I'm actually. I've just gotten into Twitter.
My grandmother will love this. We're explaining Twitter.
And
know.
I've had 13 porn stars try to follow me.
I was like, see, Twitter makes more sense to me. Or actually, I won't say that. I'll say Twitter is more appealing to me than Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still don't know what I would actually do with Twitter. Like, I would probably try and clack out some jokes, and then
you would,
but.
You would think
does the world need that? For
yeah,
me?
Actually, yeah.
I mean, I know I'm fucking hilarious. Don't get me wrong. I get that.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions, but.
And in the next apocalypse.
When John Derby.
And the world ended.
John Derby sells out Madison
John
Square
Derby.
Garden.
We'll save
lightning strikes Madison
say,
Square
we'll
Garden.
We'll save this
one.
Can't even sell out Universal Bar and Grill. I there think is Madison a Square Garden's a little ways away.
There's a nuke attached to the top of Madison Square Garden.
I think that's where we begin our new DNA code right there. Listen to those jokes.
And up next, John Derby.
One man has Derbilish. To tell jokes to save the world.
I think it's about
it's,
that.
It's a joke derby.
Time.